You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
Hello, everybody. I am April Daniels, your host tonight of Just Saying, where cocktail hour meets raw and uncut conversation with your Friday night girlfriends. To my left, I have the very beautiful Jennifer Williams. Jennifer,
hi.
Hello. And today we have a very special guest. We have Houston's very own Andre Fuller.
What up?
And he is no stranger to the camera. He has been in a number of music videos, stage plays. He has been on different TV shows, and he has even done stand-up comedy at Apollo Theater. Yep. But his most notable work, I would say, is from Fox's Prison Break and also CW's The L.A. Complex, BET's The Game, of course, and you currently star as Fish on Black Jesus, and that's on Adult Swim, and also BET's new digital series called Roomie Lover Friend. So thank you. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so, Jen, this is the moment where we have our cocktail introduced.
Yes, and we need cocktail.
Yes.
It's been one of those days.
Yes.
So the cocktail of the week, which you can find on our website, justsayingshow.com, is called Salty Tequila. And we are sponsored by Tiny's Tequila. So, of course, we have a little bit of tequila in there with some lime juice and lemonade. So let me know how you like it.
Okay, let's say our cheers.
You got to try it, too.
Okay, all right. I don't even drink, but I got a feeling y'all going to have me.
Well, you might
cheers.
Need some drinks.
Cheers.
Okay, so speaking of just heard, that was Malia. Called Love Struck.
I like that. I do. Yeah. New music.
She's a local artist and, you know, she's dope. I like that song.
Okay.
I'm going to have to download it.
Yes, yes.
So, okay, we're going to jump into our segment, Just Heard. And, of course, we have to talk about Lamar Odom. Oh, my God. What a tragedy. So, we've gotten some good news this morning. He's showing some signs of recovering. I think he's had some activity with his heart. Mm-hmm. And so sending out prayers for Lamar. I feel bad because I think I called him a crackhead. I'm just being honest. But I do feel bad that I said that on one of our shows. But we have to talk about Lamar and Chloe. So he's been hospitalized and fighting for his life after spending 3 days at a
brothel.
A brothel
in Vegas.
What's it called? Bunny?
It's a whole house.
Love Bunny, is it? Love Ranch. Love Ranch. Yes.
Yes, it is, aka a whole house.
A whole house.
But wait, how he was there for 3 days and spent $75,000?
Well, that's being questioned now. I read that his people and some of the Kardashian camp are questioning how in the world did you...
Well, we don't want to hear shit from the Kardashian camp, first and foremost.
I'm telling you guys, listen, I say it, y'all, the men, you guys need to leave them Kardashians alone. There's something going on. But anyway, we're going to focus on Lamar right now.
Yes.
So He's fighting for his life. Apparently, he was taking an herbal supplement of Viagra. You know anything about that?
Reload.
Nope.
It's called Reload. And it actually was pulled off the market. And apparently the...
So they still had it?
They still had some.
Off the market?
Yes,
okay.
Which to me is very questionable, because if they pulled it off as the manufacturer, then surely everybody else should have followed suit.
It was pulled off before this happened?
Yes, okay. And I guess they had some, you know, still in their possession that they felt
had a little stash at Love Ranch.
Yeah.
So, apparently they said he was taking that, but then it's been reported that he had drugs in his system.
Right.
So I think they're just... No one knows what the real truth is.
Right.
But I think he definitely was taking the Reload.
Yeah, they said probably 8 to 10. And one of the issues with it is that it lowers your heart rate at a quicker pace. So that's one of the reasons why.
And cocaine raises your heart rate.
Yes, yeah, so probably two. You know, but I think it's very important that those who do believe should pray, definitely, because prayer can definitely change situations, regardless of what the doctors say. And, you know, I'd like to continue to lift him up in prayer so he can get the help that
absolutely.
He definitely needs.
Praying for him, and he recently just lost two of his close friends to drug overdose, and we know he's been battling a problem with drug addiction.
Right.
I think his father was an addict at one point as well.
So there's a past there that is really...
And I heard what spiraled him out of control was there was a conversation that played on Keeping Up with the Kardashians this past Sunday, where Khloe was having a conversation with him over the phone, and apparently they're reporting that that sent him downhill.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. So, but the Kardashians did release a statement this morning.
We don't want to hear shit from the Kardashian family.
I'm just going to say that they said, as a family, we've decided to hold off on publishing content across our apps while we continue to support and pray for Lamar. Thank you for your kindness and understanding during this difficult time. And that was their statement. So,
hopefully that was from Bruce Jenner.
And not Caitlyn?
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner. My bad. Honest mistake. Don't tweet me about it. No. You know, people get touchy about
that. So, but we would like to say, you know, continue prayers for Lamar. Let's, you know, keep him in our prayers and uplift him. And, you know, everyone says he's a great guy. And
I get that. I get that from him. I want to believe it. I don't know him personally, but, you know, we all battle something. So at the end of the day, his is just, you know, a little bit more out in the open about it. And, you know, unfortunately, it is what it is. But I would love to believe underneath it all, he really is a great guy from, you know, the energy he puts out there. He doesn't seem.
I don't know him personally, but a friend of mine who's an executive at a studio tweeted the other day. He said, you know, prayers out to Lamar, such and such. And then he said, I never forget when I met Lamar Odom. Like, he was this huge NBA star playing for the Lakers. And here I am, this flamboyant gay male, and he made me feel comfortable being who I am.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Like he said, Lamar made it a point to make him feel comfortable, which is not always the case with professional athletes.
Not at all.
Just society in general.
So
That's dope that he has that reputation.
That's good. I like to hear authentic stories like that. So definitely keeping Lamar in our prayers, and I know Khloé
Absolutely.
Is by his side.
She
is. Just you know, wishing him well. But onto something
crazier
not
news.
As somber.
On a lighter note.
Right.
I don't know if this is lighter.
Oh no, still dark.
Crazy
still
girl,
in the dark.
Miley Cyrus. You know, Miley is always in the news.
It's lighter.
Her skin. Some wild
skin color is lighter. That milky skin.
Miley is planning a naked concert, and she wants the crowd to be naked too. I mean,
no, thank you.
Would you guys go?
H no.
So,
no ma'am.
Apparently she's planning a concert with Flaming Lips, who I've never heard of, but
Flaming Lips. There's gonna be a lot of Flaming Lips in the crowd that night.
she's trying to do, I guess, a music video for a new song she has called Milky Milk Milk.
Okay.
And she wants to spray some milky milk into the audience and on her. You down?
Nope. I ain't got nothing for her.
Wait, so let me just read some of the lyrics here.
Like, Miley, you're already famous. You don't have to do these cries for attention. Like, we get it. You've been famous since you were
I feel like she's always,
eight.
Always doing something.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that the way of Hollywood to stay relevant?
But she's relevant though. Like she don't have to be begging for this.
I know, she just hosted the VMAs.
Yeah,
she
but as far as like a project, there's nothing out right now. So let me just make sure I'm not forgotten and I'm in the news.
Let me just do something crazy.
Yeah,
so
you know,
people don't forget.
To
I'm
talk
still
about
that crazy white girl.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, I think that's just her nature. Whether she's 85 or 29, she's just going to be in the press.
I mean, but is there anything wrong with being nude?
No. Is something wrong with Miley Cyrus? Is something wrong with Miley Cyrus being nude?
So wait a minute, Andre. Would you go to this concert?
Man, I don't want to see Miley Cyrus naked.
So what if Jennifer invited you out to the concert? God.
Then I'm in the front row.
Oh, gosh. Well, you guys sound like y'all gonna have a fun night.
Oh, I'm in the front row.
Listen, I'm not doing no... I may do a private concert. Nude.
Okay. Hey. You talking right now, I think.
Now you're talking my language. You're talking my language.
No. I've had my... my new situation. I have new pictures on the internet.
You do?
What? You know, I learn more and more about Jennifer every time I sit next to her on Friday.
You have new pictures.
No, please don't. I'm trying to get them taken down.
Oh, no, they're still there.
No, I'm just checking my text message.
You gotta look real quick before they go.
No, I'm checking it. I'm checking a text message.
No, it's so hard to get things removed from the internet.
Is it? Yeah, I've never had those type of pictures. I wouldn't know.
Listen, that was like the worst day of my life. But we're not talking about me being new right now. We're talking about Miley Cyrus. So.
All right.
But yeah, so she's planning this new concert. But let me just read to you guys some of the lyrics. The milky milk milk. Your lips get me so wet. I just want to say that. Your lips get me so wet. The milky milk milk. What is?
Milky milk milk. The semen. Your lips on my, your mouth on my lips get me so wet. I mean, we're all adults. Let's break
right.
it down.
So, but yeah. But you don't,
Andre, say something.
This is the lyrics of the song.
Yeah. The lyrics of the song. Let me see. Click on it.
So, yeah, I mean...
I don't think he's searching lyrics.
I'm searching
the
lyrics.
Images.
I'm searching.
Listen, that's all I got for just her.
Okay, all right. Well, moving along, we have a new segment called Just Say, I'm Just Saying, and it's where we invite our viewers to send in Snapchats, tweet us.
Yeah, pulled up my nigga picture.
So Instagram, I feel like I'm out of place. I'm about to just let these two.
Nah, I didn't want to be the only. I didn't want to be the only one that don't know what you look like, bucket naked.
But
hey, I just want to say, I just want to say, you don't have nothing to be embarrassed about.
That's beautiful. That's very nice. Would you like to say something in response to that?
No, I do not want to even talk about this.
You might want to wait. We're pulling them down a little bit longer. But anyway, what I'm just saying, we encourage our viewers to send in tweets, to send in Snapchats, anything to just let us know what advice you may need in your relationship, love, and sex. And you can send it to justsayinglive@gmail.com if you like, if it's a little more personal and you don't want everybody in your business. But, you know, speaking of which, we actually had a viewer send in some questions and concerns. And I really love when our viewers, you know.
I love that they want our advice.
Yeah, it feels
so
like we're,
amazing.
You know, growing as a brand with our show. And, you know, we really love to hear from you guys. And actually, she said it was okay to share. So I don't want you to think I'm putting her on blast. And I didn't, you know, make sure she was comfortable with that. But basically, her name is on her social media, KP's wife. And she said, hi, my husband and I just celebrated our 10th anniversary. I've been watching Just Saying and love it. On your next sex discussion, can you talk about how often should spouses have sex? My husband absolutely could have sex every day. Me, hell no. After working all day, picking up kids and going to school, cooking, and when I hit the bed, I'm out. But I have a great husband and all the man wants is to be loved. But he feels rejected and thinks I am not attracted to him, which is not so the case. He often reminds me of how I was years ago. Advice, please. Which leads me into our next segment, which is it time to bump and grind again? And tonight's show, before we go into that, I probably should share that with you, is called Got Sex. Like Got Milk, Got Sex. Oh. So we are going to have a juicy conversation.
I love the sex show.
We know, Jennifer.
I love the sex show, sweetie.
So is there an unspoken law of the amount of sex you must have when you marry? Now, we know we're looking for Mr. Wonderful for you.
Oh, God.
And Andre, you don't have Mrs. Wonderful. I don't know. Just me, viewers? What do you think? You know? But I guess, you know, one could, you know, imagine to this question. I mean, I know I'm personally married, but it's not about me. It's about you two sitting over here. So we want to hear from you.
Well, I have been married. I don't know. There's no like Bible to this, you know. I think it's when every day probably doesn't work for me.
And be truthful.
But here's the thing. You guys know I'm like a virgin since I've moved to LA, right?
Okay.
Which is, I know. I mean, I look at myself and I'm like, I don't even know how this happened. But no, I haven't had sex in months. So I'm going to just put it out there. So maybe that's why I enjoy the sex shows. But I don't think there's like, you know, there's no Bible. You know, you just have sex when you are horny, right? I mean,
well, I personally think that once you get married, you should have sex more. I think like it should be bananas because now you're in a relationship where you can trust the person you're with to have sex. It's different when you're, you know, dating, or, you know, when you're maybe not dating, but you're still sleeping around with people and just kind of enjoying, you know, the feel. So right. I feel like when you get married, that should be the time where, you know, you just going bananas with it. No?
It might be the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. Because when you in a relationship and you dating and y'all moving towards marriage, you trying to show off. You trying to show, show what you got. You like, yeah, this what you could. This could like, be us.
Let me dig in my bag of tricks. Yeah. I got one more for you.
This could be us. But you playing.
All right.
You know, but then when you get married, it's like, well, you know what I can do, so I ain't got to.
You know, I kind of agree with that, because when I met my ex-husband, I swear we had sex for like 2 months straight, like every day. And I was like, oh God, okay, like, I get it. Like, you could lay it down. But it was just like, well, I think when I got married, I really wasn't liking him anymore. But
you are crazy.
That's a whole long story.
A different show.
I don't think it's a number. I don't think there's a standard. I think, but I do know, because I've never been married, but I do know, like, sex is one of the biggest reasons for divorce. So mm-hmm. with that being said, there needs to be some kind of sexual compatibility. There has to be some type of median in the middle. If she has a high sex drive and his is lower, or if his is higher and hers is lower, you have to be compromising and you have to meet in the middle. You can't be the one who's like, damn, no, not tonight. You can't keep saying that.
Right.
Because if you ain't giving your
problems.
They're gonna go get it elsewhere. Right. In this day and age, at least.
Definitely.
So,
well, speaking of that, now let me ask you, did you wanna add something to that?
No, I was just saying with this woman, like, she goes to work, she has to go pick up the kids, and she goes to school. Like, I mean, wait, does she say she goes to school?
The kids with school.
Okay. I mean, she obviously has a full day, but, right. like, you know, we all have full days, so I get it. Like, some days, like, you're tired. You don't want to have sex. But I think you should look at your husband and want to fuck him all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the bottom line is this. If you're not, somebody will. And before those problems introduce themselves,
I'm gonna drink to that one.
You need to make sure you solve them real quick. Like 0 to 100, real quick. Solve that problem. But me and her talked, and she's doing much better in that area. She kind of juggled her
things. They're cute together.
Yeah, I like
that picture. Yes. Yeah, they're definitely cute.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you. Now, when you're with a mate and you don't seem to be having enough sex, how do you think one should address their mate without hurting their feelings?
You have to finesse the situation, and, you know, maybe over a lovely dinner, you know, you glance across the table and you say, you don't have to come up off that ass.
That's politely put.
Man,
the thing about sex is, once you get to a certain age, you have to be able to have open conversations without the other person being offended.
Right.
Now, whether that open conversation is, you're not doing this right, or I prefer if you do it like this, or we need to have it more often, or you need to lay off.
Oh,
you gotta be receptive to those conversations without being all up in your feelings.
Right.
So it's the same thing. You gotta let the person know, hey, we need to, you know, I'd like to, and then be realistic. Every time I see somebody talk about sex on social media, these unrealistic teenage, I don't know if they're teenagers or youngsters or whatever, they always chime in talking about, ideally, it would be 3-4 times a day. With who?
Right.
With who?
Exactly. What do you do? Stay home all day?
With who? If you having sex 4 or 5 times a day, yeah. Oh, guilty. Oh.
Is that you?
Guilty.
Well, not every day, but, you know, a few days a week. I mean,
more power to you.
Let me find out. Y'all making sex tapes over there.
Well, let me be quiet for somebody hacking to my... I'll be like, Jennifer, did you get it? Somebody take your stuff. No, but But yeah, speaking of which, okay, so, you know, you hear these crazy stories about those people that have so much sex all the time. What about if they want to have an open relationship and invite other people into the bedroom?
Oh, God, I'm not for that.
Yeah. Andre, you look like you might have traveled that road before.
No. Nah, I ain't invite no other dude to smash my wife, smash my woman.
Okay, now
but if she
want to
be a team player and let your boy, if she want to let your boy get a.
Why is it a double standard?
Because in with sex, with relationships, and even in society, there's always a double standard. Don't blame me. I'm just the messenger. I'm just the messenger.
Listen,
it's not my standard, you know. I'm just saying.
Why I can't get dick down twice, but you could.
Oh.
You could fuck two different people.
Inquiring minds would like to.
I'm just saying.
I blacked out after dick down twice. I'm sorry.
It's
what was the
such
question?
A double standard, like, you know.
Right.
Women can't do certain things. Men can do everything.
Yeah, but it goes back to the basics of like relationships, like in. Even casual relationships. If a dude smash 2-3 chicks in a day, he the man. A chick do it, then
she a hoe. Biggest one this side.
No, listen. Here's the thing. Like, if I'm having sex with you, I'm gonna fuck you so good that you don't want to have sex with anybody else.
But sometimes it's not about that. Sometimes it's just the appetite of that man. Not that you're not doing a great job.
Well,
but
then I don't need
to
be with his ass.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you want the tag team partner to come in?
No,
that's what it sounded like you were saying earlier. He's like, why I can't be dicked down twice?
I was saying in regards to what you were saying, like, you know, it's a double standard.
You got a nice mouth.
I just saw you looking at her mouth. Listen, guys, it's really hot.
My bad. I'm sorry.
I was just sitting here and I'm like, is he looking at you?
Oh God!
What that mouth do?
That mouth does a lot.
Oh, Lord, Jesus. We going to have to lay hands on these people before they leave. Oh, gosh. Well, you know, since it's getting so hot in here, maybe it's a good time to play a game.
Oh,
we are going to play Never Have I Ever.
Oh God.
Yes.
Taking it back
and
to college.
When I say something you've done, you have to take a sip. Now, do we need to get a refill in here, Jennifer?
Can I get a refill?
I'm going to be drunk in a minute.
All right. Andre.
Oh, yo. I'm going to start with you.
Right. Never have I ever faked an orgasm.
Why you got to think about it?
You can't take that long because it just...
Wait, so if you never, you drink?
If you have, you drink.
Oh, do I drink?
Have you ever?
Yeah.
What is going on? It's too much lightness over here.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I have.
Okay.
Yes, because
sometimes
I'm like,
the shit be whacking. You be like, you know what? I'm
gonna
just count
just
this.
Just get this over with.
Just chalk my losses up and just do the little fake.
I have.
Oh, it's so good, girl.
I do think he putting it down, and you're like, oh, God, hurry up. Let me just, like, act like I like this shit.
Oh,
like,
God, so just... no. All right, well, let's do the other. Never have I ever chosen sleep over sex.
Oh, I definitely have. I'm like, yeah, I'm not feeling it tonight. It happens, you know?
You two have a lot in common. Never have I ever used a sex toy.
Oh, I haven't.
Wait, no.
I know. Oh.
You don't drink if you have it.
Oh.
But I'm a drink.
And the roads divide.
I think I'm just trying to drink.
I think all men should be willing to use sex toys. When a girl got a sex toy, like, join that into the party.
Now, only when the girl has one, or do the men bring them to the bedroom too?
No, I've never purchased a sex toy, but like my ex would.
Well, why?
You know,
would you?
Purchase
a sex toy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah. I've never used a vibrator. My friends think I'm crazy, but I've never used a vibrator. I mean, I can get my own self off. I don't need a vibrator.
But that vibrator might
snap, crackle.
I think I'm gonna try. try it. Like, maybe it'll take my shit to the next level.
I think you
like,
should let me watch you try it.
So, are you going to bring the vibrator to her house?
Oh, my God.
Do you bring toys sometimes? I don't know.
These
just jokes,
people.
Throw
These
it
just
out
jokes.
There.
These are jokes.
Never have I ever had a one-night stand.
Oh, I haven't. Because, you know, like a one-night stand, there's like, okay, so a one-night stand is like you fuck the dude and you never see him again, right?
That's what I would think it is.
Yeah.
Is that what you did when you...
Is it also considered a one-night stand if somebody just hit it once?
And never again?
Yeah.
I think so. Producer? Yes.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I fucked somebody once and it was whack, so I'm like, yeah, no, not.
So did you have the intent to hit it again, or you was like... Because I feel like when you have one-night stands, you know you ain't just one night, boo. That's it.
No. But see, mine always come back, so...
You got to stop giving that good, good, Jen.
You got that comeback.
Okay, now this is for you, Andre. Oh, never have I ever slept with a co-star worker. Co-star? Someone you worked with? Never, ever
I'm
had
glad
that?
I didn't have to answer that.
Ever slept with? I'm just
the
messenger,
no,
so.
I haven't. No, I haven't. Okay. No.
Okay.
Oh!
Oh, geez.
No, I'm just joking.
All right.
Oh, God.
And do you have one that you wanted to ask Jennifer, maybe?
Yeah. Let me think of some. Have I, yeah.
Oh, God.
Never have I ever had sex with a professional...
I'm already about to drink.
Athlete. Football player or basketball player.
Oh, God. Okay.
Let's take basketball off. Football.
Yeah, professional football player. Never have I ever had sex with a professional football player.
Your husband ain't included.
Never have I ever had sex with a professional...
If I drink?
Yes, if you have a drink.
You still confused, Jennifer.
Never have I ever had sex with a rapper or a singer.
Wait a minute.
Never have I ever had sex with...
He's trying to get me drunk. Wait, have I? No, I haven't.
Okay, I'll leave you alone then. Okay. I was about to like rip off like 12 of them, but I'll let you make it.
I'm like, wait, no, I haven't. Okay, well, listen, so, oh God, now that I'm like halfway drunk from drinking because I guess I'm a slut.
Because you've done a lot.
No, just playing, guys. But listen, so, our show tonight is brought to you by DraftKings, and one way that we can keep the show completely free is for you guys to support our sponsor. Our sponsor is DraftKings, and it is football season. Are you into football?
Absolutely. I'm a former football player.
Oh, nice. Okay, so DraftKings, you could play fantasy football. It is a contest where they make somebody a millionaire every week, which is amazing.
I feel like DraftKings is getting they're getting their support, because if you watch ESPN, like every other commercial is DraftKings.
Yeah. I know. DraftKings. I was watching something yesterday. Was it a football game one? I was out. And,
it was a football game.
Yeah, I was like, oh, DraftKings. I think they're one of our sponsors.
Yep.
So they're definitely getting a lot of traction. But yeah, you guys can go to DraftKings, and it is the promo code Geek, where you can enter to play free for 1 week and try and be a millionaire. And if you win. Okay.
Give your boy $20. I'm just saying.
We need some type of finder feed, okay? Because we told you about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't have to wait until week 16 to win your fantasy football. You can log on to DraftKings.com and enter the promo code Geek and try and be a millionaire this week. Why not?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, DraftKings. So moving into our next segment. Hungry by nature. Not hungry, but like horny and hungry. You got an appetite for sex. You know what I'm talking about.
I think that's me right now.
I'm sure that's you right now, Jennifer.
I think I just need to get fucked good, like one
real
time.
Good?
Yeah.
Well, we might be able to arrange that for you today. I'm just saying.
This one here. Boy. Oh,
well,
boy.
You know, you gotta appreciate
I tried to warn
a woman.
You. I don't have a censor.
Yeah, who speaks her mind?
That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Be you.
So, according to a WebMD article, the majority of adult men under 60 think about sex at least once a day. Only about one quarter of women say they think about it that frequently. As men and women age, each fantasize less, but men still fantasize about sex twice as often. I don't know if I agree with that.
I'm calling bullshit on that.
I definitely think about sex once a day because I'm like, should I masturbate right now or not? I mean,
my God.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you don't have to masturbate.
I was just curious because, like you said, you just want to be fucked. But like you talking about, like, grab you by the throat and slam me up against the wall and just.
Oh, Mike.
My bad. Oh, we're talking about something different. What was the question?
Because that is what, like, what an F is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's a little bit, like, aggressive.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to be kissed on the back of your neck.
I mean, listen, sometimes I just want to be fucked, and then sometimes I want to make love.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Can you ask a question?
She's scared to look at me.
He asked you the question.
She's scared to look at me. Never have I ever looked Andre in his eyes for 5 seconds.
Now here
and
it
told
go.
Him I want to get fucked.
Why are you leaning back?
She can't
though?
Do it.
She like, it don't know what.
It's hot. It's hot. It's hot in here.
We need fan. Someone fan, Jennifer.
I need my Beyonce fan, please.
No, my bad. I was just curious. I'm sorry.
Oh, so God. You would agree not most of your day, but a lot of your day is consumed with the thought of sex.
No. Not at all. Like, the majority of my day is consumed with my work stuff, but there are those moments that peek in there, and I'm like, damn, if I would have got fucked this morning, this day would have been so much better.
How often is that for you, though? Because the objective is, how often do you think about sex? And being that you are, you
maybe
know, being
a couple,
celibate right
maybe
now.
Maybe a couple times a day, but not, it's like, it's not all day. Maybe like two or three times. Maybe
Women think about sex just as much, if not more, than men. Trust me.
Well, here's the thing. I'm real selective about who I fuck, which is why I have... Is it bad I keep saying fuck?
If you, that's
fuck
how you
it.
Feel. That's how
well,
you feel.
I am. I just feel like, I mean, I'm, you know, your body is a temple, and I'm just, like, not trying to give it to anybody.
So you might not want to use the word F then, if that's how you feel.
This is why I don't have one-night stands. No, but I'm just saying, like, it is good to get fucked sometimes, you know? But I am... I'm picky. I'm a Virgo.
Yes, Virgos are very picky.
Yes.
I definitely will confirm that. But, you know, it's nothing wrong with being picky or selective or however you want to define it.
I mean, I do have those moments where I'm like, oh, yeah, he's cute. I would fuck the shit out of him. It happens. It happens.
Is Andre cute?
I said it happens. Now, don't ask me when it happened or if it happened within the last 30 minutes. Don't ask me that.
Okay.
Never have I ever. It's over. Okay?
Now, are women's sexual fantasies similar to men's? Now, I don't think I think when it comes to that, it's a totally different mindset. I think men think about, like, the aggressive sex, like, yeah, you know, and women think about, kiss my back, my lower back,
nah.
You know. I do. I think y'all get raunchy with y'all thoughts. Now, don't get me wrong.
I think women get raunchy with theirs, too.
We can.
I think the average female's fantasy would probably be more than one dude at the same time.
Oh,
but
God.
But they won't verbalize that because that they...
I don't agree with... More than one dude?
I have never fantasized about getting dick down twice.
Yeah, you just said it earlier.
No, but I wasn't talking about me. I was just saying it hypothetically.
Oh,
because
hypothetically.
You were like, heck no, with the two men, but I'm with the two
women. Yeah, I said, well, why can't we get dick down twice?
Not that we want to. I think the average woman would be like, ew.
Like, I can't even sleep with two guys at the same time.
I think the average woman might be lying. Like,
listen, if I'm having sex with one dude, like, I gotta keep it at that. Like, I can't have sex with multiple people. That's disgusting to me.
Okay,
I can't.
Listen, I agree with you, sister.
So if I'm off base, so what do women fantasize? Because men we fantasize about
threesomes.
Yeah.
See, that's your department, not the women.
Okay. I was wrong. So now, correct me. What do y'all fantasize about?
I said, the gentleness, the romance part of it, the, you know. like sweep me away, that type of stuff.
Fantasize.
Now Jennifer's a different type of chick, so
because Jennifer's keeping it real.
But
I fantasize about the adventure of it. Like, ooh, I wanna maybe fuck him in his studio
in or, the elevator, right? That wanna... type of stuff.
The Black Hollywood Live stuff.
No.
Oh my bad, my bad. I'm tripping.
In the elevator when all the glass yes. and everybody.
Yes.
Just, that type of
like
stuff.
I like bringing that element into like getting caught or like right. there's some like that is
the adrenaline of the. Oh, are we gonna get caught? Oh God, no! Yes. Keep going. Yeah, not the. Come here, you, you, and you.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, no. No. I'm good on that.
All right. That's fair.
So
I'm gonna just say, guys.
Yes.
If Andre wasn't right, 50 Shades of Grey wouldn't be doing as well as it did.
Bingo.
Who asked you to chime in?
Thank you, voice from above. Not sure where that voice came from.
Right.
That yes. was our engineer, Steven.
What's up, Steven?
Listen, yeah. But the thing
in
with
50 Shades, because in 50 Shades of Grey, not once was it when the book took off. Before the movie was whack. But before the book took off,
right.
Was nobody going crazy behind that book because he gently kissed down her spine? No, because he grabbed her by the neck and he slammed her up against the wall.
It was like he gave it a business. It was
no.
like a romance.
Yes.
It was,
yeah, because he did.
And he was like the Prince Charming, nah, and she was like the damsel yes. in distress.
He was the Prince Charming.
No,
this was the man.
More like the Dark Prince. No,
yeah, later, but right. ideally, you sweeping her off with helicopter rides and
exactly.
the world is yours. What do you want? You know, I'm
he was like a real boss.
Yeah,
we talking about the sexual
but you can't leave
of.
That part out because that's what made women fall in love with the whole
absolutely
yes
I'm pretty sure it's not I'm pretty sure it was the aggressive
no.
sex
let me tell you
no,
I was like listen
cause
I
once
need
he started slapping her a couple of too many times I was like I'm good you had me up until the belt you lost me after you right. choked her and like you know and I think that was most of the audience unless that's your type of thing you know we were wooed by oh this
the
man.
Romance of it
yeah.
we were wooed by the romance
I can vouch that
and the honesty
the honesty of it is when 50 Shades of Grey hit women
down.
In particular black women because I feel like black women like we're never into like the choking and the
no,
like
you get after 50,
after 50 Shades of Grey
they was
after,
with it
absolutely they were
they
with
probably
it.
Were willing to
I
try
always
it.
Been into choking so I don't know about that
well America I have not and I don't think I'll be going there anytime soon I can't
I'm
speak for
saying.
Jennifer I don't want you to be dying on your sex bed now.
Yeah but after that book hit like they down with their life.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not with all that shit he was doing, but you could definitely, you could choke me a little bit, you could slap my ass, all that. But yeah, the whips and I'm cool on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, if I'm walking away
slave,
bleeding,
there's no
a
slave days going
Should
on. Okay.
If you walk away bleeding, there's a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah no, well, I can't have bruises.
No, but
and bleeding
I think that people got into it because it was initially the romance of it. Like he did basically like sweep her off her feet. And so that is what attracted women in the first place. And then when you brought the sex into it, yeah, I think it was, maybe it is a fantasy for some women to get their ass beat. And I mean, I don't know. I'm not into that.
So, okay, which leads me to the next question. How would you substitute sex when not getting enough pleasure in the bedroom? Do you graduate to getting your behind whooped because
no,
now the sexual?
No. Like, I'm good. As long as you make me come, I'm good. Like
whether it's sexually, if it's done with sex or objects or
yeah. Like, listen, here's the thing. Like, you can get me off with foreplay. Like,
right.
and I can have that discussion with you and tell you, like, listen, you want to know how to make me come? I'll just tell you so we can. And then once you make me come, I'll be your slave. I'll do whatever. Like,
now you feel like you would be okay to have a discussion, or do you feel like the man should be in tune with your body enough to know how?
Well,
to make
it depends.
Happen.
See, because the first time,
the biggest
first
misconception.
Time, no. I think the first time you have sex with someone, it's kind of like
you
know,
you
it's like okay, let me see what you're working with.
Okay,
and then it's yeah. kind of like you know, it's like you have to figure it out. But I think it becomes a time where you need to have that conversation. And I mean, I think it just comes with being mature and getting older and being comfortable with being sexual and saying, okay, I like X, Y, and Z. What do I do that you like? What do I do you don't like? I think that needs to happen. And then the sex will be bomb and amazing. And Yeah.
When you're young, that's a hard conversation to accept. Right. But when you're older, it becomes easy.
You appreciate
like,
it. Okay.
Because everybody right. doesn't like the same thing. Yeah. You know? And it's like.
And we like to think that we got to show you what we're working with. We got to be extra. And then, you know.
And as men, you guys have a huge ego. And but I think it just comes with being mature. It's like, I'm not trying to bruise your ego. It's mm-hmm. just like, let's have an open and honest conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Well, let's say it's okay.
Wait, let's talk about you and your husband.
We don't got to talk about me.
Yeah. Let's talk about you and your husband. Don't be up here trying to put on Diane. Yeah.
Y'all making me play Diane today that I can be Diane.
So wait, yeah. I mean, obviously you guys have been married for 14 years, so you're doing something right.
Right.
But like, did you guys have to initially have this conversation? Like, was the sex like amazing from the start?
Yeah, he was on point. I mean, I think the chemistry, we locked in and we've been having great sex ever since. I haven't really
three
had
to four
have.
Times a day?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes. That's amazing.
Not all
after
week long.
After 14 years, that's bomb.
Yes. LaShawn.
LaShawn, hey, yeah. Salute you, bro. No, for real.
After 14 years, and you can say that you still want to have sex with him 3 to 4 times a day?
Absolutely.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
No,
man.
I've never.
I need that type of Prince Charming in my life.
We going to find him. Don't you worry.
That's a blessing for real.
We may have found him. I don't know. But anyhow, it's always getting a little hot in here, so we're going to break
it up and cool
things down just a little bit with the fabulous find of the week. And since our beautiful Diane Valentine is absent, we figured we would use this moment to showcase what she's been away doing. And she's been working on her second edition of the Valentine Cuff. And we have some pictures here to show you her work. She actually did her trunk show in D.C. the same week as my Rock Out With Me event, and I was blown away. Like, this line has just graduated to a whole nother level. You know, we love Diane, and we think she's just, you know, the queen of different and just wonderful and fabulous, but I think this line of cuffs have truly surpassed anyone's expectation of what she was working on. And so, ladies, if you're getting married, if you just want to go out and shut things down with a statement piece, get familiar. Diane Valentine at the Valentine Cuff on social media, and just support your girl. If you like tuning in every Friday night with us, take it a step further and support her and, you know, spread the word.
Okay, I have to say this about the cuff. So I had the original cuff.
Yes, you did. You were the first.
Yes. Diane made the cuff for me from my wedding. And then she came out with this line of cuffs. So I feel very special, okay? Because I was a trailblazer.
And you were.
When it comes to this cuff. And she has, like, totally killed it.
Yes. Like, and it makes so much sense.
Yes, like, it does. Because it's like you want to have your hands free. You
absolutely.
Know, when you're, like,
walking down that big wow moment.
Exactly.
And,
so
I'm just. And we spend so much on the dress. It's like, why would you carry a bouquet that just interferes with that and keeps you from really appreciating
exactly.
the dress?
So, so I'm so proud of her. And I'm so happy that, you know, I was the original because I like to be first with everything.
was first.
No, kudos to Diane and congratulations on the new line of cuffs. And I'm sure she's going to take it to the next level as she always does.
Absolutely. So. And for anybody else who thinks they may have a fabulous find that they want us to showcase here on Just Saying, please email us at justsayinglive@gmail.com so that we can get your product on here. You know, sharing is caring. So make sure that you tune in on that note. And we will carry on to our next segment, which is Women in Porn.
Ooh. Ooh.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm like, ooh.
So
Lord.
Do you need a water break, Jennifer? I think Andre's cool. You need a water break.
So, I'm not into porn. I'm just going to say that.
What?
And that's crazy to me.
Why?
Because you're so, like, into so much. I would just figure that would just.
Are you serious, though? You're not?
No, I'm not. I will watch it, but it's like, I don't watch it by myself. I'm not into it.
Okay, so the Huffington Post reports that though porn is regularly painted as a misogynistic industry run by men, for men, Estimates now suggest that women make up 1 in 3 porn viewers, and insiders say women are increasingly moving behind the camera to direct. Mm. That's because we know what we're doing and talking about.
Exactly.
Can't nobody do it.
No, listen, I will direct some shit. Like, listen, you need to do.
I think that goes back to what you were saying earlier. Like, women, they know about the sensualness and the...
To make it real.
Because men, like, our storylines be like, you know you were doing 45 and a 30 speed limit. And then it cuts to bounce, 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 bounce.
Right. Wait, so how does that work? Like, do they, are they, like, talking and having a conversation and they just start fucking? Or is it just fucking? Like, I haven't watched a porn in years.
Sometimes it's really cheesy porn that's like that and then really bad acting with a sex scene. But sometimes it's like you get the, you know, the emotion of it and the you know, it gets you.
You sound like you're into it. So what's going on?
I'm not a fan of porn, but I have watched porn with my husband.
And so, okay, so how does this work?
It can stimulate you.
So you watch porn and then y'all fuck?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Or you get it in while the porn is playing.
But let me tell you what porn is really good for. New tricks and positions.
Oh, okay, I might need to start watching.
And it's an easy stimulant. So,
yeah,
it's an easy stimulant.
But I don't really like it for that reason. Okay. I mean, you have to kind of be a robot not to be stimulated when you see two people having sex.
Yeah.
But it does do that. But what I really appreciate it for is the new positions and stuff. And
so what do you like porn for? Like, what does it do for you?
I like porn because I owe a lot of my skills.
See, I told you.
And I do have skills.
Jennifer,
but I owe it to porn, though. Like men, we watch porn for, like, real talk, for educational purposes.
Absolutely.
Like, we don't know, like, we don't, like, nobody tells us these things to do.
Right.
Try it like this, do it like that.
Right.
Work like this. Like, we learn through trial and error and through porn.
Do you toss the salad?
Nah. I ate before I came. I ain't that hungry.
But there's other crafty things you can learn by watching.
Yeah.
You will forget all about a salad being tossed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jennifer, I think you need to open up your world.
No, I'm not a
celebrity. You?
What?
You toss the salad?
Yeah, I can.
I can. You like your salad tossed?
I mean, I've had it tossed.
That's not what I asked you. Do you like your salad tossed?
I'm so glad I'm the married woman on the panel.
I don't mind it, but I don't need it.
Okay, that's fair.
But if I'm into you, I would definitely I'll eat salad all day long.
you just made it sound nasty. You could have very easily said, I'll toss salad. You said, I'll eat salad. Because that correlates to eating ass. So you just went straight to I'll eat ass.
Well, I mean, it's a sex show, right? Like,
yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
We were talking about anal sex earlier. So it is
very open.
What were y'all saying about anal sex earlier?
This one, you said it to her.
I said what?
You said someone sent you a video.
Or something?
Allegedly.
He set you up.
Yeah.
Oh, you set me up for the okie doke.
I didn't set you up.
But I feel like I saw a clip.
I saw a clip where you admitted to liking anal sex. I saw the clip.
Wait, did I admit to liking it or that I
Well, you
do
saw
it.
The clip. Can you remind her?
On the clip, you said, yes, I do like anal sex.
Mm.
On the clip. Roll the clip, please.
And then show the images when you're done.
Okay, I mean, I might have been drunk, but
it's
okay.
All good.
They say you speak the truth when you're drunk, right?
Yep, that's when you get it all.
I'll be like, I want
to
say I like it.
You're open
I mean,
to it.
I'm open
to it. I think you said you're
open to it. Yeah, I mean, I've done it, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah.
I don't do that shit with everybody though. Like,
we
I
don't
gotta
think
be,
you a host.
You don't need
up here,
you don't need a disclaimer.
You don't have to put that out there. At all. And don't y'all viewers be over there judging with your little crazy comments.
Wait,
after you
so
see
do
the
you
show.
Do you like anal sex?
Wait, I think you need to specify.
I think I know what you
no,
mean.
Like, no, like, yeah.
We have with, confused viewers sometimes.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Can you specify?
Heterosexual.
I've done it before. It's not something I necessarily seek out, but, you know, the person I'm with, likes it in particular.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, babe, you know, can you go in my ass? It's just not, I don't, like, yeah.
You get enough watermelon in you, I think you might. So, is it okay to watch porn when you are married in a relationship? Yes. Next question.
Yeah. No.
You don't do it. We know that you say absolutely, so we all agree.
I said absolutely to what you were saying.
Right, no.
What am I saying absolutely to what?
No, that you will watch it with the man.
Oh, yeah.
We know
I'm not opposed to it. I just don't, like, I don't know. It just, I don't do it. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, we'll take that. All right. So, should porn or sex toys be must-have in relationships?
No. I don't think it should be must-have.
Shouldn't be a must-have.
Because I feel like two people should be able to stimulate each other to want to have sex. It shouldn't be like some outside object or porn.
And the tricky thing is when you bring those sex toys into play, like a woman can get reliant mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah.
So you don't
want then she don't need you no more.
Exactly. then your ass replaceable.
With a piece of rubber.
Yeah.
No, but you know, I think that all relationships should have toys. I do. And not to be the replacement.
Wait, what kind of toys y'all be using?
I can't remember the name.
We don't need the name, but what does it do?
Stimulates.
But what is it? What is it? You can describe it.
I can't be putting my business out there.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
It's this one little gadget, and it has, like, multiple heads, so it takes care of certain, like, a lot of areas at one time.
Oh, was that the rabbit or something?
Is it called? I don't really look at the names of the things.
I've never, you know.
Yeah,
never
so honestly,
that.
I don't know what it's called.
Okay, so how does that work? So you use that to whatever, and then you have sex with your husband? Is that how it works?
Well, no, my husband
is using it on you.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, fun stimulation, you know, foreplay, you know, not to replace anything because that's still going to happen, yeah. But it's just a heightened experience to, you know, try something new because it's only so many ways you can do foreplay. So when you introduce other options, it just makes it that much better. It's never to replace anything, you know, but it's always fun to be like, okay, we did that last time, now let's try this, you know,
right.
To keep it juicy.
Okay.
Literally.
Wow. Milky milk, right?
So don't be ashamed to get toys, people. Toys are your friends, and they will take you places you've never seen
before. Okay, so
don't be ashamed to get any of these
things. Where's their sex store? I need to go, like, buy
some toys. We'll go. It's okay. I got
you'll
you.
Go, yeah. We'll go. I don't know. And viewers, you can always Google the closest one near you. So, what about making your own porn? We know now you have a few images out there, but have you ever done a sex video?
No.
Andre's like, well, according to image number...
I have not done a sex. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm just nervous, you know, because I had these like naked pictures leak. So I definitely don't want, you know, a sex tape out there. But I would make one for, you know, my mate.
Okay.
But it would have to stay in my possession.
Okay. Now, what about you, Andre?
Yep.
Sex tape.
Yeah.
You've made one?
Multiple.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, see, I don't think there's anything wrong with a sex tape. Now, I think the smart sex tapes are headless sex tapes. You don't have to put your face on there.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I'm not a vindictive person at all.
Right.
So, whatever I do with my camera phone in the privacy of my own home is going to be done with my phone.
Right.
And no matter what you do to me, you call my mom or her name or key my car, I'm not going to be vindictive and just... Because that's not the path my career is going towards. So
See, but you're not the average.
I know.
You know. And I know. Yeah. So we applaud you for that.
Right, exactly.
Because that's refreshing. Because most, you know, scorned men are like, oh, you want front? Nah. Get that image to...
Exactly.
To, I would never.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think doing videos, I think you need to have an intent behind it. Like, don't just be doing random videos. But, like, my husband traveled a lot, so we will always do videos and FaceTime and
so you use like your iPhone or whatever. Okay.
iPhone.
You don't
iPad.
Have like no tripod set up in your house.
Tripod. Selfie sticks, I know. Whatever you got, make it useful. But no, because
it's you grown. When you grown, you do grown people shit.
Right. Period.
You know, just keep it grown on all fronts, and then it's fun to see. You know, right. It's cool. It's
it's hilarious when you watch it back.
Yeah, you watch it back together. And then sometimes when you're apart, you know, from your partner,
exactly.
You know, you pull
you
that
got footage.
You got that footage and.
And
you
as you say, pleasing yourself, you got footage and you got your hand.
I'm into it.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a world of possibilities. Well, moving on, since we're talking about a world of possibilities, everybody, you know, we're searching for Mr. Right for our girl Jennifer. Jesus. And not because she's some old scrub that can't get a man. We know Jennifer could pull any man she wanted, but we want Jen to get the right man. So we are doing Jen's Bay, and we want everyone to send us their submission, but please don't send any mess. We will call you on it. We want
no dick
suitable
pics.
Suitors.
Okay.
No ding-a-ling pics. We want.
What if that's their best? What if that's their best asset?
She'll wait to tell you if that is or not. Look, not we will. And we don't want no in the closet type of men. Know which lane you want to drive before you start sending, and then next week you be talking about, you know what, I take that back because I'm with him. So we just want to make sure
it's Hollywood people. We got to just put out all disclaimers.
A wonderful selection. We need the submissions to keep coming in because we are going to do a live show where we pick Mr. Wonderful. So we want this to be really done right, special for our girl Jen, because we ain't hooking up with no mess. But y'all better hurry up, because, you know, my good eye told me I spotted a possible suitor today. I ain't saying no names, but I'm just going to put it out there. So make sure you send them to @justsayingshow_. Make sure you hashtag the Just Saying Show and also Jen's Bay, BAE, Jen's, JENS, not two N's, okay? We really want to hear from you guys, all right?
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Flavor of love. The flavor of gin.
No, jeez.
The flavor of gin.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of flavors, but...
What is your flavor?
I have a lot.
Well, before you tell us your flavors, because I feel like we're going to be there a minute and I don't want to get too separated from what I just said, we did get a submission from Aaron Ace Foster. He's from the D, Detroit. D didn't stand for the other D. He is a LA personal trainer and a nutritionist.
Okay.
Now, listen.
What's his name, Aaron?
Aaron. Aaron, and they call him Ace. Aaron Foster. They call him Ace. Listen.
All right,
nice
Aaron.
Built. Green eyes, I think he got. Look like green, blue, something like that. But, you know, he's a nice looking man. But I'm just saying, you know, we got.
How tall is Aaron? Because Jennifer's kind of tall.
Yeah,
she,
I don't know.
5'10"?
Yeah, make sure y'all include your height.
Yeah, she's tall.
Because she don't want nobody.
Wait, do you date shorter men?
No. Say no.
If he pulling in a strong 5'9" and that 3/4", he got a shot.
I mean, I can't wear heels, so I don't mind.
I don't think you should refrain from wearing skills from heels.
Where what you think about?
No, you know what? I am gonna wear my heels because that's me. That's
yes.
Me.
You gotta
that's
be you.
What I'm saying.
I can't do 5'2". That's not gonna work for me.
And it's a weed out process. You got a man that's shorter than you, and you wear heels and you taller than him, and he feels inferior to that. Then he's not the dude you need to be with anyway.
This is true. Yeah, but no like 5'2" shorties. Like,
how tall are you, Andre?
I'm 6 feet tall.
You need to be 6 feet tall. I found a 6 foot tall.
Yeah, we have some minimum requirements.
Because listen, if you on the red carpet somewhere, y'all can't be off Exactly. That ain't a good look.
Yeah. So at least 6 feet.
Yeah. And don't be coming with 5'11 wearing some platforms. That ain't going to work. So I have really enjoyed the show this evening. I have to admit, as much as I try to get out of the seat, I somehow keep finding my way. I do not know what that's all about.
Oh, my God.
About.
But you're so amazing.
Thank you.
You're so amazing.
Never again. And I did it this time. But this is the part where we leave our viewers with our social media handles and also a piece of advice on today's topic. And we're going to start with you, Andre.
All social media handles, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope, Mr. Dre Fuller. That's Mr. Dre Fuller. And my piece of advice is, when in doubt, put some spit on it.
Tell our viewers how they can watch it, what shows and what times and what days.
Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. You can catch me on BET on my hit TV show, Roomie Lover Friends. On Friday nights, you can catch me on Adult Swim, which is Cartoon Network, at 11 p.m. Starring as Fish on Black Jesus.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, my God. How do I go after that spit comment? Jeez. That's normally like something I would say. But you can catch me on Twitter at I Am Jennifer. And my and I think my Periscope is I Am Jennifer, too. Yeah, I haven't done one yet, but I'm working on it. I will do one soon. And my Instagram is JenniferWilliams17. And my piece of advice for God's sex. Well, I haven't had any sex in a while, but listen, I think it's just, you know, you gotta have sex and don't be afraid to do it someplace you've never done it before. Make it exciting. That's my piece of advice. And yeah, I hope you guys tune in next week.
And I'm April Daniels. You can reach me on all social media platforms as I Am April Daniels. And I will leave you with this. I think exploring your sexual limits is something that grown people do, and it's not something you should be ashamed about doing.
Yep.
I think with new lessons or new different ways to please yourself is just another level of growth. And so I encourage those who are of age to explore and to really be in tune with yourself to know what you like and what you don't like.
Amen.
That is our show tonight. I
Cheers
hope you
to
enjoyed
some great
it.
Sex.
And yes, please tune in next week. And thank you for joining. Yeah. Good night.
Yeah. Yes.
Supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.